Since I hadn't met anyone I loved more than I loved him, I said okay. But I kept our reconciliation between us and the cousin I lived with, who was the only one in my life who knew we were back together. Marcus flew up to see me every other month, made sure we talked every day, and said all the right things about supporting my dreams and loving me enough to let me spread my wings. After he suddenly married someone else, though, I began to wonder if he got all that supportive shit from Hallmark cards at the local CVS. My phone buzzes with a text. I make the mistake of glancing at it to find that Marcus is begging me, again, to call him. Did I mention the skank dumped him, and he's been telling people that the biggest mistake he ever made was letting me get away? I heard about that 2 days before Carmen's wedding 5 months ago now. Thus, the revenge sex with one of her husband's groomsmen, an incredibly sexy doctor from Phoenix who rocked my world in more ways than one. I experienced actual rage when my sister Maria and cousin Carmen gently broke the news to me that Marcus was apparently in some sort of regret tailspin regarding me and how our relationship ended. Oh, and he's still in love with me and never stopped loving me. Even then, I hadn't told them that we'd recently reconciled and, as far as I knew, we'd still been together when he married someone else. "You got married!" I'd be tempted to scream if I returned one of the 100 calls he'd made to me over the last few weeks and months. What more is there to say? And yes, I know I should block him. I just haven't gotten around to that yet. Stop judging me. He has regrets. Whatever. How soon into his marriage did he regret leaving me after 6 on-again, off-again years without so much as a conversation? He let me hear through the formidable Miami to New York grapevine that my boyfriend got married to someone else. So yeah, call me crazy, but I'm not in any great rush to make him feel better by calling him and talking it out. He can go screw himself. Was he thinking about me when he married her? When he had sex with her? When he let me hear about his marriage from other people? And you wonder why I'm in hiding in my new apartment. A couple of months ago, I inherited the garage apartment at my aunt and uncle's from my sister Maria, who moved in with her fiancé, Austin. She managed to grab the golden ring with a great guy who came with a beautiful daughter named Everly, whose life Maria saved when she donated bone marrow to Everly. Maria met Austin a year after the transplant, when they were finally allowed to talk to each other.